Someone like Virginia Duhr in particular is a nightmare for Eastland because here are native white Southerners who are opposed to the party line, who are undermining segregation just when he thinks it needs to be shored up, just when it's under attack and under siege. You have these internal enemies. You have this fifth column of white people who grew up in the South, who talk with a Southern accent, who are now talking about addressing racial inequality. And so to his mind, these are traitors, right? And he needs to destroy them. And, you know, how do you destroy a traitor? Well, you link them to the worst possible thing that you could be in early 1950s America, and that is a communist.
Were you a secret member of the Communist Party while you were in Memphis, Tennessee?
I decline to answer, sir, on the same thing. If you want me to read the Magna Carta, I will, sir. Would you like me to start there? It's 12:15. I'll start on down.
I think Eastland was much more politically adept than most Southern politicians about how to use your power within the Democratic Party to resist change and how to undermine the credibility of the civil rights movement by playing on national fears of communism.
Virginia has nothing but contempt for Eastland. And in fact, she levies at him what is probably her strongest words of condemnation towards anyone, and she calls him common. He's common as pig tracks.